Hi there, it's a Saturday night and this is Adam doing an audio boot about, surprisingly, food. Well this happened on Saturday morning and it followed a conversation between me and a chap whose boo you need to follow if you're into wine, beer and anything Ipswich, MP Roberts 1977, the boo or Twitter, about, well, bagels, round donut shaped lumps of boiled yeasty bready things, spelt B-E-I-G-E-L-S in this case, because it's Eastern European stroke East London Jewish spelling of bagel rather than the New Yorkie B-A-G-E-L, which you're probably used to, but essentially it's the same thing. However, these shops I'm about to review, and having had this conversation with Martin, who reviewed both shops yesterday, he had a bagel from each shop plus cake. I've done pretty much the same thing. I was working in Barking this morning and I came back to South London via Shoreditch the long way around, and I had a salt beef bagel from each of the two shops, one of which is the Brick Lane Bagel Bake, and the other one, bit of a difficult one to name this, it says the best bagel shop in East London or something like that, but it's, if you look it up on Wikipedia or Google it, it seems to be called Mr. Sammy's, or at least he's the owner, but they're only two doors down from one another at the top of Brick Lane at the Shoreditch High Street / Bethnal Green end rather than the Whitechapel end. Really easy to find if you just walk into Brick Lane, second or third shop on your right hand side. Okay, right, so we had salt beef bagels from each of the two shops. The first was Mr. Sammy's. The first place I tried was Mr. Sammy's, and the salt beef was boiled. It had big lumps of salt beef at the start, and it had smaller strips of beef, almost shredded bits of salt beef towards the back of the bagel. I didn't have, unlike Martin, I didn't dare the gherkins, pickles. I just had a little smidge and a mustard. And it really was a smidge. It got about the same on either. Didn't bust my nose like mustard's been known to do. Anyway, let's get back to the salt beef. I'm drifting here. The bagel itself was sort of crispy. It wasn't as glutinous as the bagel next door. It was a softer bagel. It was actually easy to eat, less chewy, and it had a better mouth feel, I had to say, altogether. Right, next door, the Bagel Bake, the more famous of the two, I guess, the Brick Lane Bagel Bake. The bagels there are chewier, as I said, more glutinous. The salt beef comes in bigger lumps, and it's large lumps of salt beef throughout the bagel, and they're fattier. And there's a herb which they use, which makes it taste more, I don't know, there's more going on flavour-wise. But I still think Mr. Sammy's beef wins, because the lumps of beef tend to get pushed out towards the front of the bagel as you're eating it, as you're squeezing down. The bigger lumps of beef come sort of oozing out, so you tend to eat those first, and leaving not a lot left in the bagel by the time you got to the end of it, apart from a little bit of mustard. I like the idea of having the two types of... It's me text message, sorry about that. The two types of beef going on. Really good. Both cost £4.20 or thereabouts. So, and that included an almond... Well, I asked for an almond almond slice originally. I didn't have one at the Mr. Sammy, so I thought to be equal, I'd order an almond tart from both. The tart from Mr. Sammy's, quite disappointing, quite artificial almond flavour. The East London Bagel Bake wins hands down, no case. I think I might have got an almond slice there anyway, even though I asked for a tart. It had lumps of almond on the top and a sort of like a croissant filling inside it, an almond croissant filling. Really nice, very easy to eat and quite tasty. Highly recommended. Both of these shops, you know, I'd bust a gut to get to either of them, to be honest. I think the worst I can say about the East London Bagel Bake, despite having slightly inferior salt beef in my opinion, I'd still give it 9 out of 10. Whereas the Mr. Sammy's, for the bagel itself, gets a 10, but it loses out on a few going for the sweeties as well. Don't bother with the almond slicer, at least go for the almond tart at... or rather the almond slice, I'm running out of time and I'm aware of this, at the other place, the East London Bagel Bake, which is much better, in my opinion. So, there you go, there's my review of the two bageries of East London, the best two. There is another one in Ridley Road Market in Dalston, but that's a bit further away, and that's probably a review for another day, at some point, another part of my world where I used to live. Anyway, that's it. Cheers now, bye.